dear, can be just so fine. Wrap your belly up in lace. How dare, can you just so fine. Wipe the distance from your face. It's for the neighbors. Keep your mouth shut.
Country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. A picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. Kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah! Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
All right, so this is it for the Film Society in CITR today. Coming up now is, who's coming up now? UBC Water Polo Club? Cool. That sounds like a fun hour. You guys should stay tuned for that.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It is about noon and special day on air. You're listening to the third annual 24 Hours of Student Power. My name's Andy. I'll be here for the next half hour, and I am joined by the UBC Water Polo Club. So welcome, guys. I think just to start, we can do a round of introductions and maybe tell us a little bit about what your club is.
So I'm Jackie McDermott. I'm the club president.
I'm Barnabas Caro. I'm the club captain.
I'm Dylan Perdue. I'm just a menial polo player.
He's also the goalie.
Yeah, true. That I am.
All integral parts of the club. And so what our club is about is we're a student-run water polo club on campus, and we cater to all levels. So you can join us if you're like an ex-national player, or you played a bit in high school, or even if you are brand new and don't even really like swimming that much. That's okay. If you have an open mind, you're welcome to come and join the club. Dylan actually joined us just this year.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm on the lower end of things, but I picked up a lot. We do a lot of training, like lots of like practices and drills and stuff. So it's really great. It gets you up to that skill level, because now everyone's kind of on the same level, and we can play with the more advanced players and like keep up and stuff.
It's also an amazing social environment to meet people in. I actually met both of these guys through water polo, and I've been trying to live with Jackie for a while, and I live with Dylan now. So it's a great place to meet people, and it's a lot of international students and people from first years to grad students to some people who aren't even from UBC. So it's an amazing place to meet a very large diversity of people who've played water polo throughout their lives or just starting. My first day playing water polo for UBC water polo was my first day ever.
The date's like the day you were born. Yeah, it's great. We do have a really international community. I think this year we've managed to pick up a lot of exchange students, just because water polo is such an international sport, and it doesn't have a huge, huge following in Canada, but it's definitely a growing sport. But overseas, particularly in Europe, there's a ton of people. So this year we've got some people from the UK, a girl from Poland, and then a few people from Japan, Korea, South Africa, Australia. So it's like really interesting international environment.
Awesome. Yeah, I was just wondering how long the club has been around at UBC, because it seems a little strange to me that, I don't know, at least growing up, you know, in North America, it seems like you don't hear anything about water polo, that kids just play basketball or hockey or something, and how you guys maybe got into it and how the club started on campus, if you know that.
Well, I think actually the club on campus predates us all by a long while. I think it actually started in the 80s. There are a couple of guys. We have a partnership with Vancouver Senior Water Polo. So that's we all practice together, the two clubs. We're kind of like sister clubs, I guess you could say. And a lot of the people on that club, it's just for people who aren't students anymore, but otherwise there's not really too much of a difference between the clubs. But those guys, some of them started off as UBC students, and they're kind of like well into their 40s now, but they used to play for UBC. So it's been around for a while. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. And how would someone get involved? I know they're like the intramurals on at the rec center and stuff, but I don't know if this is the same or if there are different levels you can get into or how you start all that.
Well, I think mostly what you can do, it's not associated with intramurals, because what we are, we're an AMS club. Mm-hmm. So we're one of the sports clubs. So if you want to get involved, you can always send us an email, which is ubcpolo@gmail.com. Or you can visit our Facebook page. If you just basically, I think the way that some people find us is they just type in Vancouver water polo or UBC water polo. Yeah, actually, yeah. How did you guys, or like word of mouth, how did you guys find out about the club?
I was just swimming one day, and I realized I really didn't like it. And I thought about, could I do something a little bit more interesting than swimming? I swam for about 45 minutes, and I thought I was going to call it a day. And then I started talking to a guy at the end of the pool, and I was like, is there anything more interesting you can do in the water? And he said, yeah, try water polo. So, I just typed in UBC water polo into Google, and, within a few days I was playing.
I actually passed by the booth on Imagine Day and I was like talking to people there, and they were all like really awesome. And so I just showed up to practice one day. I think that's a good way too, right? Practices are consistent throughout the year. So like Mondays, Wednesday nights, you just show up and like it's a great way to just get right into it.
Yeah, exactly. So we have like Imagine Day and Clubs Days. Like, those are big recruitment days for us, but we do openly accept players like throughout the year. So if you hear about it, or because that's actually like you asked before, kind of how do people get into water polo, because it's such a weird sport. And yeah, like we get lots of like how do you get the horses in the water jokes, and like people don't really know what it's about. But I think a lot of people are kind of the same thing. Like, so I was in the very same mindset as Barnabas was back when I was in high school. Like, I was pretty fed up with competitive swimming and was kind of just gonna bag the whole thing, and then realized that I really couldn't play any like on land sports and was like, okay, wait, we're gonna have to do something else. So then my dad was the one who suggested water polo, which I had never even really heard of when I was whatever, like 15 or however old I was. But then, yeah, started it out and then have carried it on through now that I'm at UBC.
And practices all throughout the year are Monday nights from 8 to 9:30 and Wednesday nights from 7 to 8:30, right? So like
exactly. Anytime anyone can always drop by.
But yeah. Way better than the practices are the tournaments that we go to.
Yeah.
So we all get together for a weekend and go over on the ferry. Like the most recent one was to Victoria.
That was a blast.
It was an amazing, amazing one. We like 20 kids all like got on the ferry together and carpooled down there, and then we stayed at houses of people from the other teams in Victoria, and there were teams from the States and all over the Lower Mainland.
There was actually a team from Hungary at this tournament, which was
Hungarian
crazy.
Swimming. It was crazy. We all like slept at their houses and met them and had crazy parties, and had a lot of fun, and it was really good.
It's a great time. Yeah, that's a really social tournament. UBC even hosts a tournament at the beginning of the year. It was like sort of the last week of September. This year it had really horrendous weather, but it was still fun. So same kind of thing. We have a bunch of teams. They bill it at our houses. We all get together, have some drinks, like have a big kind of party with everyone. And it's like a really, it's a nice like social thing. So it's almost, yeah, beers first, water polo second sometimes at these tournaments.
And also we also try and have like socials almost every Wednesday. Go out and like have beer and food.
That's right, yeah.
Time. But yeah. Of course,
some all you can eat sushi, or yeah. Just like a night at the Wolf and Hound, something like that.
Awesome. Yeah. And then where are the practices on
campus?
They're
at the UBC Aquatic Center. Right. That's right, yeah.
The outdoor pool.
That's right.
Outdoor, okay.
That's the outdoor pool right next to the where the new sub's being built.
Yeah, with that sort of white awning over top. Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. So I don't know if you guys want to talk about, you mentioned you went to a tournament. So what is the competition, I guess? I'm trying to figure out, because you guys aren't an official, I don't know how to say it, an official sport at our school. You're more of
a
club.
Yeah, exactly. We're not a varsity sport.
But who's associated with this? And you're getting teams from all over the world. So how what is the structure here? And like, how do you get into these things, into these tournaments and set them up?
That's a good question.
So the water polo community, as we're sort of a motley crew, the water polo world in like in North America is pretty small. So you definitely see familiar faces. I see girls actually. There's one girl on the UVic team who I remember actually playing against in high school. She's from Ottawa, and we played the Ottawa team, and I literally like remembered her face, and we started talking a couple of years ago. So basically, I think our main competition that is SFU has a team, and UVic has a team as well. Okay. And they have a very similar structure to us. Like, they're competitive clubs at their universities. They're not varsity sports. It's open for anyone to join. But they do practice at a very, they do have teams that they send who are very competitive. And basically, our tournaments, we go to invitational tournaments. So they're kind of, set in tradition. Like, every year you go to the same one. So every year you get that email. Hey guys, are you coming to the tournament this year? And yeah, the big ones are, we have several in Victoria. We've got probably the most competitive tournament of the year is in Seattle. That's in February. So we go down to Seattle and go play there. That's probably the most serious tournament. And then again, like a UBC tournament. And so that's kind of our competition. Like with regards to some of the American schools that we play, I think that they might be varsity teams, but I think I'm not sure, though, that we've actually ever faced them. I think some of the times they're at the tournaments, but mostly we play teams that are also clubs or sometimes, like, community water polo teams as well.
I mean, in terms of the competition that we face, it does vary. Like our competitive team, I'm on the noob team, but our competitive team is very good. Like you guys played very well in that tournament. I think you guys came in second.
That's right. You got the silver.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the power rankings here versus maybe versus the U.S. or how it is in Western Canada or.
So I think for the A level, like it's pretty strong, and we do like match up to that. For like me, us on the B team, it did vary. So like we faced a couple other teams like from SFU, I think, or UVic, who were like kind of on our level, like, you know, just more of a hobby doing it for fun. But there were some B teams like from Seattle who just like were on a different level than us. So
there were some kind of intense B teams in that tournament. Yeah.
But it's all for the fun of it. So
Yeah,
awesome. Exactly. Yeah, so I don't know, what would you guys tell like a new fresh faced UBC student who maybe he's a swimmer, maybe he doesn't play any sports and just wants to get involved with the club or is intimidated because they don't, they feel like they're not good enough or they never played it before. And what would you tell those guys? Or do you have like icebreakers at the beginning of the year or something that you do to help people?
Well, I think that I would probably tell them like some of the best stories from water polo is you feel unbelievably hardcore because you're outside like playing. I remember once it was snowing and we were playing in the outdoor pool. And you just felt so amazing and strong. And it wasn't even that cold because you've been using your body so much and you're getting used to it all term. And then once you get out of the pool, you have a few moments of being really cold, but you can get right into the sauna or the hot tub or the steam room directly afterwards. And the feeling, it's just such a feeling of accomplishment having been out in the snow in your Speedo and then to be in this warm sauna and just relaxing. It's amazing, amazing feeling. And I think that it's all worth it just for that, to be honest.
I think if someone was feeling too intimidated, I think I would share with them one of my favorite stories, actually, about Barnabas here, playing water polo. So how we differentiate ourselves in the water is we wear caps. So, like, in a game, you'll be, like, blue caps versus white caps. That's how you tell. It's like wearing pinnies, but obviously just caps. So at one point, Barnabas was a bit late for practice that day. He was looking pretty rough. Probably water polo wasn't his, like, number one thing that he wanted to be doing at that very time, but he was a sport. He came to practice. Jumped right into the middle of a scrimmage, and I remember halfway through the game, Barnabas was like, Jackie, help, come over here, and I was like, oh my god, I thought he was drowning or something, and he's like, Jackie, I can't remember what color my cap is, like, I don't know what team I'm on. So, if someone's feeling really intimidated about coming in to play water polo with us, I don't think they have to worry, because we've got... it's a really chill atmosphere, honestly. Like, if someone's looking for any kind of physical activity and a way to get involved on campus, a way to make some interesting friends. Like, I remember as a first year arts student, how would I ever have met someone who is in, you know, fourth year engineering or something like that? Like, you become great friends with these people, and it's a huge array of people. So if they're looking for something that's kind of social, a good way to get some exercise in, that kind of thing, like, come on down and give it a try.
Awesome.
I would definitely say my favorite part of it is the exercise. Like, playing water polo like twice a week for an hour and a half will get you so fit. And like, there's always this like anticipation, like especially the first couple times you come to practice, it's cold and it's like long and you're like maybe not the best there and it gets tiring, and then like, but you get over that and you come anyways, and then it just feels so good afterwards because you work out so hard, and then like Barnabas said, you hit the steam room and just like feel so crisp. Yeah. It's great.
And you can't see our abs because it's radio.
You'll get abs.
But you will get abs, but I have to say, like, yes, and some of us aren't as fit as Dylan, but you do get fitter every time you go. And it feels really good. But on the other hand, no hardship otherwise, just more insulation in that freezing pool.
All right, very cool. So this is the Water Polo Club here on CITR 101.9. We're going to take a quick break, just play a song here, and then we'll be back with them for about another 10 minutes. I've heard that we have a little bit of cross club here in the Water Polo
That's
group,
right.
And so we might get a little bit of a preview of what that is once we return. I'm going to play a song by Destroyer right now. This album just came out about a week ago, so enjoy.
Y el mes de abril
Hi there, boys and girls. Things at Shindig 2013 are really heating up now that so many bands have been
eliminated.
Be sure to come down to the Railway Club Tuesday nights until the final showdown on December 10th. First place gets the high honor of being sacrificed on Grouse Mountain
to Satan, God of Darkness.
Plus, there's jokes for beer and all the shit talking of Ben Lai that you can handle. That's every Tuesday now until December 10th. See you there.
All right, and we are back here on CITR 11.9 FM in Vancouver. It is the third annual 24 Hours of Student Power. We are here with the Water Polo Club, and we have about, I don't know, 5 to 10 more minutes. I heard that there's some overlap between clubs here at the Water Polo Group. I don't know if you guys want to tell us a little bit about that, and then they've got a little something prepared for us.
Yeah, so Dylan and I spend a lot of time in the water together, and sometimes we get bored and start calling out to each other, so we developed our own little club at UBC called Rappers Without Borders. So basically we're a freestyle club, so Dylan, will you spit me a beat, please?
Yeah, sure, we'll give you a little taste of what we do.
Yo, we're the Rappers Without Borders, so you better flip us your quarters as we cross and help kids in third world quarters. Met on the water polo team, you know what I mean. You can feel me as I feel my fin running through the water. I'm like a water polo supporter. You know what I do, I'll just do it to your daughter. Here I am with Dylan, I'll pass the mic to him so he can throw it down and watch him swim through the words so lexicary nimble. You know what I mean, he's a new type of aqua fimble.
Yeah, that water can be cold, yo. Every week I think that I won't go, but oh no, I know that if I don't show, my teammates will think I'm weak, so I gotta go and swim with them in the water, cause afterwards I know that I'll be feeling way hotter, not physically cause it's chilly, but I'll be feeling way real silly when we go hit the steam room. Yup, it's coming, and it's quite cool for sure. It's something that you should check out, listen to my words and hear the water polo, you'll be dreaming. Water polo, you'll be searing so hot for all the ladies. You'll get them, yep. You'll be able to call them your baby. They'll be like, what do you do? And you'll be like, well, girl, I play water polo with the team, and it's really cool. You should too.
All right. Well, nice. Taste of us. We're Rappers Without Borders. We're a new club at UBC. Basically, we rap a little bit, and we raise money for Doctors Without Borders and do our part. And also, Dylan now will let you know about how to get in contact with us and a little bit about Freestyle Fridays with Byron Ma.
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page that you should definitely go and check out right now. Like it. It's Rappers Without Borders, obviously. So far, our main venture is Freestyle Fridays, where we get together in the sub with some other rappers at UBC and just like throw in some beats and spit some rhymes. It's pretty tight. Next term, we're looking to start up some workshop Wednesdays or something like that, and trying to invite out some new recruits, anyone who's interested but hasn't really explored their talent yet. So anyways, yeah, check out our Facebook page and we'll keep you posted.
All right, so back to water polo here.
The sister club of Rappers Without Borders.
Awesome, that sounds great. So yeah, just to wrap up here with water polo, because that's what we were supposed to be talking about. Good divergence, though, I think.
That was a great wrap about water polo. Anyways, I really enjoyed it.
But if there's anything, maybe, I know everyone's busy with exams right now and it's holiday season, but coming back for second term, what's going on with the club? Maybe contact info and things like that.
Yeah, perfect. So exactly. So the season is pretty much for semester one is kind of winding down for the time being. But we'll be back as soon as school starts. I believe the first day of school is January 6th. So our first practice will be that Wednesday after that. So that should be January 8th. That'll be the Wednesday practice, which is from 7 to 8:30. at the UBC Aquatic Center in the outdoor pool. If you get to the Aquatic Center and get confused, just ask one of the lifeguards where the water polo hotties are, and they will direct you to our practice. That's what I did my first practice. So, and then the other, and basically just kind of to sum up, if you would like to, the best way to get in contact with us, well, two ways. Feel free to visit our Facebook page. Again, that'll come up on Google if you just put in Vancouver Water Polo or UBC Water Polo, or it's just facebook.com/UBC Polo. Or another great way to get in touch with us is through our email, which once again is ubcpolo@gmail.com. And we will do our best. Because it's the holiday season, you might not get like a really lickety-split reply, but we will be checking, so don't be discouraged if you don't hear back from us for a couple of days. We'll try to get back to you and let you know some deets about how to get involved. And yeah, I don't know if you guys want to give some closing thoughts on why people should feel compelled to join our wonderful club.
You party, you meet awesome people, you stay really fit, and you learn a new skill. I mean, I bet you never pictured yourself playing water polo and treading water for an hour and a half in the pool, but like you do. Like, you get into it.
This is true. And you will never feel guilty about using the steam room ever again.
Great. Right.
Awesome. So thanks so much, you guys, for joining us today. That was awesome. Everybody go play water polo now. All you swimmers out there who are bored, go find something else to do in the water. And again, yeah, next term, start going to some practices, and then maybe you'll learn some freestyle raps as well. Yeah,
exactly, yeah, as an added bonus.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And we are going to play one more song here. This is by a group called Devonian Gardens. It's called Revolving Door. And thanks again to Water Polo Team. You're listening to CITR 101.9. Up next will be Ola, and if I'm correct, he is with the Caribbean African Association. So stay tuned. It's CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I knew you were going to do that as soon as you got on.